several of our teams are on the road, and I think several of our teams have a great chance to make a surprise against some pretty good teams. Hopefully, one of them is the local Williamson High School football team. As the Lions go up at Charles Henderson to play tomorrow night, head coach Antonio Coleman is going to get on the bus and head that way. Coach Coleman, how are you, man?
I'm all right. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Coach, thank you. I know it's a busy time of the year with congratulations on the postseason. How did your Williamson football team get to this point and have a chance to play tomorrow night?
Man, it's been a rough road, you know, with me taking the job so quickly and things happening so quick. But, you know, they work hard the whole summer, and these kids love me. They believe in me, and I believe in them, you know. So hard work has got us to this point. The kids sticking together, me putting together a great coaching staff, and all of us just bonding as one and living up to the standard that has been set.
Coach, I had a chance to see you early part of the year, and whenever you start any program, especially as a new head coach, you're starting with everything new, and that there seemed to be a chemistry on the sidelines. You mentioned some new coaches, a lot of great experience. How has that helped all the players and even you as a head coach having that experience coaching staff with you?
Well, I can tell you this has made my job a lot easier, you know, with having Jamarcus Russell, Jamal Henry, Sherman Williams on the sideline. They make my job so easy. So, you know, I don't touch any offensive plays. I go down and I watch the plays and I watch the practice, but I'm not in on any of the game plan. Any questions, they come to me. And I get them free reign to do what they want to do. Same defensively with Jonathan Mitchell and Darnell Stanley, which are two guys, you know, that I trusted and been on my staff when I was the defensive coordinator. So those guys make my job a lot easier. And it's even better when the players can relate to the coaches. You know, and that's what we harp on, and that's what we're real big on, is the players relating to the coaches and the players understanding what we need out of them and what we want out of them and giving us exactly what we ask for.
Hey, Coach, Brian Ginnard here, and again, congratulations on this first round. As we get in it tomorrow, let's talk a little defense, because that defense has been just stingy's up. They've probably been a little more than stingy, less than 12 points a game, but you're coming up against a group in Charles Henderson that's averaging almost 31. What do you see in that Charles Henderson offense, and how do you guys combat that with what you're doing defensively?
We've previously played Charles Henderson the last 2 years when we were in 4A. So they came down here and we went up there. So we know they have some great athletes, beginning with number two. You know, he's going to be a top-tier kid that I think real highly of. They got pretty good running backs and a quarterback that can sling it. You know, so they're definitely improved from when we faced them the last 2 years. They have a great coaching staff with Coach Hambright up there. He's brought a lot of energy and a lot of juice to those guys. So my defensive guys and my defensive coaches, we're up to the challenge. I have a linebacker core in the front seven that's played a lot of football for me, and a couple guys on the back end that played a lot of football for me. So we're excited for the challenge, man, and I know the defensive guys are excited for the challenge also.
Everybody pretty healthy, Coach, going in tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, man. We hit that bye week before we faced UMS, and it gave us the opportunity to get everybody healthy and at 100%. So I'm excited to get out here and see these kids play tomorrow, man. We've had a great day. I'm out at dinner with them right now. We went to Auburn and did a walkthrough. So just excited to have these kids out, man, and I know they're pumped. And like I tell them at the end of the day, man, just go out and enjoy it. Leave it all on the field.
So you're actually having a chance to take the players and have an overnight up that way, huh?
Most definitely, man. It's things that I want to do with this program, and I want to do with these kids that they haven't been able to do in the recent years, and that's, you know, have an overnight trip, go to Auburn University and do a walkthrough in the indoor facility, go to a movie after that. Now we're out at dinner at the Bow and Arrow. So just trying to show these kids a good time, man, because they deserve it. They worked hard all season, but I want to show them a different side to where when some of these kids get to college, man, they'll know what their college life is like.
Very good. Antonio Coleman joining us. First-year head coach, Williamson High School. All right, Coach, I haven't been to a movie in a while. What movie are you guys going to see?
We actually just walked in about an hour ago, Black Adam. And, man, it was amazing, man. I tell you that. The Rock did a great job. Man, it kept me up, and it kept me on my toes, I tell you that, and the kids enjoyed it.
Very nice. That's awesome, Coach. you know, it's an overnight trip, but these players, it's kind of a reward. It's something they'll never forget getting to postseason, but these kind of overnight trips, man, it's something they'll remember for a long time. I know you did this for a number of years on your level, but I know it's got to be fun for these guys.
Oh, yeah, man, it's all about life lessons, you know, and these kids, they'll change this for the rest of their life. You know, some of these kids have never been outside of Mobile. You know, some of these kids, they go to Foley and think it's Miami, you know. So just a great opportunity to get them away and relax, to get away from football for a second and just enjoy life.
All right, Coach, got to ask you, being the former Auburn Tiger, you know the news this week, Brian Harsin's is gone. What's your thoughts of a new head coach? Any thoughts there?
I mean, Cadillac Williams is the head coach right now. You know, that's all the information I know. I spoke with him briefly, man, excited for the opportunity that he has, you know, and he's an Auburn man through and through. He's won a lot of ball games. He's played at the highest level. So I'm excited for the opportunity for him the last four games, man, to make a stamp for himself, you know, as far as permanent head coaching goes. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm waiting just like you guys, and I'm interested to see who we bring in.
Coach, I know Cadillac Williams was emotional talking earlier today about having a chance to take that role. I know when you talk to him, I know he's grateful to have a chance to that opportunity this year. It's great for him.
Man, and like he told me before, man, it's just great. And he just wants the kids to be successful, man. And that's what it's about, wanting the kids to be successful. That's on the field and off the field. Lack is a great guy. He's always been a great guy. He's always been a hard worker. And just like you said before, man, he's headed down and he's been grinding. So I respect it. I know how it is, but he's on a totally different level. So he has my full support. I'm Auburn through and through, man. So I'm excited to see what these last four games turn out to be.
All right, Coach. Have a great night. Be safe and go over to Troy and take down Charles Henderson tomorrow night. We'll be pulling for you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, War Eagle.
All right. War Eagle, go Lions, Coach. Thank you.